This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But learn the Quran, learn the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Know your deen for yourself. Don't you dare let anybody else tell you what your deen is and tell you what you believe in and what you don't believe in. That's number one. Number two, that is how we will solidify ourselves. That is how we will solidify the faith of our children, our families, and even our communities. Once you start educating yourself, facilitate that education for other people. For the youth in your community, for the brothers, for the sisters, for the elderly, for the recently converted, for those non-Muslims who just want to know, facilitate education, knowledge. You know, my teacher made a very profound point to us a very, very long time ago, and I've never been able to forget this point. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in an authentic narration from the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, he tells us no prophets were sent between Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. There was about 600 years between them, and no prophets were sent during that 600 years. No divine revelation came down. The world became a very dark, terrible place for a while. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was given divine inspiration. He was given revelation. He was given the Quran. And the very first time, when the world had totally become corrupted, ظَهْرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, the world had become corrupted. And the very first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending His revelation, He was speaking into this world. Not just the first revelation, not even just the first surah, not even the first ayah. The very first word that Allah spoke into this world to bring light, justice, fairness, dignity, honor back to this world, Allah said the word iqra. And the word iqra means read. It does not mean recite. It means read. The difference between reciting and reading in Arabic, tilawa and qira'ah, is tilawa, reciting, you can do without comprehending what you're reciting. But iqra, read, requires comprehension. Know your deen, know your religion. The solution to the world's problems is to enlighten people, to educate the minds and the hearts. The second thing and the last thing, and I'll conclude with this, is after we solidify our own faith, our own iman, and give other people those tools through educating them, the second thing, the second powerful resource that we have, that Allah mentions in the second revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, surah number 68, it's called Surah Qalam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. How we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves, how we behave, how we interact with people, that is a choice we always have. I cannot control what other people say or do. But I most definitely can decide how I want to speak or how I want to behave and conduct myself.